Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hate speech is fueling hatred and escalating tensions in Ireland, and some politicians' reactions to events are partly to blame also. That's according to a new report by a Council of Europe outfit, the European Commission Against Racism and Intolerance, which says new legislative measures punishing hate speech must be introduced in Ireland as a matter of priority. Sheikh Dr. Umar Al-Qadri is the chairperson for Irish Muslim and Peace Integration Council, and he was interviewed as part of this research, and he joins me now. Good morning and welcome.
Thank you, Pat. Good morning to you.
Now, you were interviewed as part of this research. Just tell me what sort of information they were trying to glean from you.
Last year, I had a meeting with the Council of Europe Commissioner for Human Rights, who happens to be an Irish gentleman, Michael O'Flaherty. He also met other faith leaders, community leaders, and they were looking into experiences of racism, discrimination in various different communities. So in order to get an understanding of the experiences of the Muslim community, I was interviewed and I had a meeting with the commissioner.
Now, recently you had an experience when you were travelling from Poland to Dublin, which might not be typical, but certainly it is not that unusual an experience for people who are demonstrably of the Muslim faith. What happened to you?
I was on a flight from Poland coming back to Dublin, and I was just settling into my seat, and suddenly someone, a man, just pushed me and abused me, harassed me. I was quite shocked, of course. I was saddened at what happened. Suddenly, a flight attendant had observed and seen everything, so she was a witness to it. She came to me to ask me whether I was okay, and she mentioned it to the captain. The captain came to me. I spoke to the captain. I said that I want to report this incident. Being verbally abused and harassed is simply just because of who I am and my faith is not acceptable. And I think that this incident just reveals how racism and hate-based insults are becoming very normalized, unfortunately. But at that time, at the end, Gardaí had arrived in Dublin. Once the flight landed in Dublin, the Gardaí was there. I was interviewed. This man was interviewed, and eventually, I accepted his apology. Not to minimize the wrongdoing, but so that healing and understanding might hopefully begin. Begin rather than further escalation of this. But I think what was important was that people need to understand that if something happens that is not acceptable, that is not okay, you're being abused, harassed because of whoever you are, you must stand up. And people, the cabin staff, the captain, even other passengers, they were very, very supportive. So I believe it's important to stand up and not to take revenge, but to stand up and tell people that, certain things are not okay.
Now, the nature of his abuse, you haven't actually repeated what he said, but it was grossly offensive. He was accusing you of being a paedophile and also that your prophet was a paedophile. And that kind of stuff is grossly offensive. And I'm repeating it just so people don't think it was just some casual slur. This was quite an offensive, grossly offensive thing to say. And then at the end, you could have preferred charges against him. You chose not to, but you felt it was important that he would realize and that other people would realize the potential consequences for them if such a charge was brought and a conviction resulted.
Yes, the Gardaí informed me that if I was going to press charges, that they would inform the authorities in Poland because the incident happened in Poland. And Ryanair official that was present, he told me that this can also lead to a ban for this passenger up to 10 years. I asked the Gardaí where he was from, and they told me he lives in Ireland for the past 20 years, but he's from Poland. So I realized, this is an immigrant. He's been in Ireland for 20 years. He most likely uses Ryanair often to go back to his family. I don't want to be the person that gets him the ban. And then that hatred, anger that he has, will only increase. And the misunderstanding that he has, believing that Muslims are pedophiles or that our prophet was a pedophile, which is not true. I explained to him, I found that reasoning with him, talking with him, dialogue was the best solution. And we had a discussion. I explained to him what he believed was not true. But even if that was true, even if somebody believes in God to be, you know, an elephant to be a God, that, you know, or something, anything like that, nobody has the right to abuse someone. You can disagree with somebody's faith. You can criticize somebody's faith. That's fine, but not abuse people because of their faith. That's completely different than criticizing, you know, a faith or an ideology, which is fine.
Did he know who you were?
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/football. Fuel points TC.
He said, no, he doesn't know who I am. He has seen me on internet. So he just seen me on internet. Now, I know that for the past year, when I stood for the European elections, a lot of videos of mine, which were edited, they were posted online by various different activists, far-right activists, and they were spread. And these videos are fake. I reported them to the platforms. Now, TikTok was very good. Facebook was very good because they did take them down. However, X, which used to be Twitter, they refused to take them down. And those videos are still there. And these are edited clips of mine, which completely give a very different perception about the person that I am. I mean, I'm well known for peace building, being very passionate about interfaith dialogue. But those videos give an impression as if I am a person that calls for violence against Christians and people of other faiths, which is not true. But it's unbelievable because a lot of people, they actually believe it. You know, misleading information, hate speech circulates online. And sometimes it's so, I would say that it's done in a way that people, if they do not do their research and they just take it on face value, they might believe the video that they see, which is completely not true.
Now, one of the recommendations from the ECRI is that we legislate as a matter of priority. Now, the hate speech legislation of last year was abandoned, perhaps because it was crafted in a way that many people found was maybe a bit over the top. But that doesn't mean that we cannot do something to legislate against those kind of things appearing online, which are, number one, laced with hatred and incitement to hatred, but also that are simply fake. Do you think there's any appetite to do that?
I think that people need to understand that there was a challenge, absolutely, in terms of defining hate speech. Clearly, there was a concern among many people, but that concern is understandable, but was misplaced. Hate speech laws are not there to silence debate. They are just to draw a clear line between criticism and incitement to hatred. I think that if we do not have any hate speech laws, the silence will only allow hatred to grow. Hate speech leads to radicalization, both on the far right, but also within religious communities, within other extremist circles. And most importantly, it undermines social cohesion of a society and it creates fear among communities and minorities. Our country, Ireland, is known for its compassion, its fairness. So strong, fair laws will only reflect those values and help protect minority communities and other communities that feel threatened by the hate speech that is so prevalent nowadays, especially online.
There is sometimes a problem between, you know, those who are protesting as the residents of Saggart, for example, before the riots we saw last week, ordinary, everyday residents of Saggart saying, look, the imposition of so many people on such a small town presents problems in terms of services, etc., etc., etc. We don't really want the government to buy this and to maintain it in perpetuity, because we feel that the ratio of population to the indigenous population is just too overwhelming. Then we have, on the other hand, people who are prepared to set a Garda van on fire and show all sorts of racist posters to the cameras, all of that. It's drawing that line. When is it reasonable to have a debate about something which you find difficult versus unacceptable behavior?
In terms of people complaining about, people arriving in large numbers in their local communities and the lack of services, look, this is a genuine concern people have. I think what the government did was it did not provide a platform to engage with the people, and it didn't really have that engagement. And because of the lack of that engagement, there was a space out there that wasn't filled. There was a vacuum. That vacuum was filled by far-right activism, unfortunately. And that anger that people had, or maybe concerns, those concerns, they were not directed rightly. And now, unfortunately, you can see people are hijacking these kind of concerns that people genuinely have, and that can easily be addressed, provided there is a platform, provided the government engages with the communities. And that lack of engagement has led to racism, more racism, led to the hijacking of some of these protests that actually were peaceful. And thirdly, it impacts the minority communities the most. I mean, I've been here in Ireland for 23 years, and in 23 years, in the past 2 or 3 years, I've seen the country changing rapidly. Hate and violence, and this is becoming more and more increasing. Racism is becoming more increasing, and this is a personal, not only a personal experience, but also a lot of people that I meet on a regular basis from different communities, not just the Muslim community, but other minority backgrounds. They tell me of their experiences that it has increased the last 2 years, and I believe that one of the reasons it has increased is because there are a lot of people out there that have certain concerns. Sometimes they are just grievances. Sometimes they are genuine. Sometimes they are not justified. But they need space to have dialogue. They need to be engaged with. And if you do not engage with people, what happens is there is only more and more misunderstanding. And then, unfortunately, there are certain people out there that want to see Ireland divided, that whether it's Russia, whether it's any other entity, there are people out there that do not want Ireland to have its social cohesion that has always been one of the best in Europe. I mean, until 2 years ago, whenever I attended conferences in Brussels by the European Commission or the European Parliament, I always used to say, our experience in Ireland is the best experience of minorities. And Ireland is such a wonderful country. But today, 2025, 2-3 years after the Dublin riots, things have changed, and it's very unfortunate that the lack of dialogue has actually resulted in this. So I call for dialogue. I call for people to actually engage with each other, but the government has a responsibility there. The government should provide a platform for people to be able to share the concerns and to bring different communities together, bring refugees, bring minority communities together with indigenous communities, let them engage with each other, and they will realize that eventually, they're all the same. They may have some differences, but they all want a better life for everybody. They want a safer society for themselves, for their children, and they're not there in any way to impose their way of life on others. They just want to have a peaceful coexistence.
Now, the report from this Council of Europe body, the ECRI, also said Ireland needs to improve the availability and quality of accommodation for people seeking or granted international protection. Now, that kind of statement, when you've got a housing crisis at home, is probably going to get some people a little bit annoyed, saying, we got to look after our own people too.
Understandably. I've been in the country, as I said, 23 years. My kids are growing up. My kids are going to have the same challenges that anybody else of trying to get on the property ladder. Even renting a house is extremely difficult. So I completely understand that this is this kind of statement. It definitely, look, those people that come and are genuine asylum seekers, their accommodation is definitely not the kind of accommodation that people like myself or my children would want to live in. It needs definitely improvement. But there is a time and there is a space to say certain things. You know, you can say the right thing, but you can say it at the wrong time. It can have a very negative impact. And that's why we need to be very, careful. Right now, we have a housing crisis. People are extremely upset because of the healthcare crisis, the homelessness. And we need to make sure that we actually clearly talk about that at the same time. And then whenever there is another opportunity, a different opportunity, so we do not lead people to express their anger or maybe direct their anger from the lack of homelessness or the lack of houses and affordable houses to becoming hateful towards, you know, immigrants or minority communities. So we have to be very careful at, you know, when do we say something? Because we might say something that is right, but it has to be the right time.
Sheikh Dr. Umm Al-Qadri, Chairperson of the Irish Muslim Peace and Integration Council, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.